Good morning, everybody. Welcome. You guys ready for some breathing? You guys ready for some breathing? Yes? Yes, they are ready. We are ready. So let's do pranayama, deep breathing. Feet together, toes and heels touching. Stand up nice and tall. Focus on yourself in the mirror. Now interlace your fingers. Put your knuckles right underneath the chin. Make sure the chin and knuckles are together like glue throughout the breathing exercise. Hips and thighs contract, suck in your stomach, and let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing. Slowly bring your elbows up. Keep the chin down. Breathe in as much as you can, expanding the rib cage. Now exhale, breathing. Open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back with your knuckles. That's it. Look for the wall behind you. Hands come together and elbows together. Inhale slowly. Bring the chin down and the elbows out and up at the same time. Now suck in your stomach, try to breathe in a little more, please. Exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Relax your shoulders completely, elbows come forward and touch each other. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four. Suck in your stomach a little more, elbows together. Very nice, inhale, breathing. Suck in the lower abdomen, lift up the breastbone, and try to breathe in more at the end. Exhale, breathing. Center of the chest stays lifted, shoulders relax. Your stomach is sucking in, Dan. Keep doing that. Just keep the effort, elbows together. Inhale, slowly bring the head down. Elbows lift and separate. Now keep the body weight to the heels, hold at the top. Exhale, one. Push the chin, two. Three, look way back, four. Bring the hands together, five. Very nice movement, six, elbows together. Again, please, inhale by the throat. The more you suck in the stomach, the more you expand the rib cage, the more of your lungs you will use. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Shoulders relax, but the elbows stay high. Elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Elbows all the way up, six. Exhale, one, lift the chest, two, three, hips a little forward, four, keeping the spine straight, five, six. Again, please inhale by the throat. Now the neck moves, right? Obviously, head goes down and head goes up. Full lungs, now exhale, breathing, head up, chin goes back. Push the chin with the fingers. Chin resisting the fingers, elbows come together. Inhale, again, head down. Keep the body weight to the heels, middle inner thighs pressing together. Exhale, one, lift the chest, two, three, push your chin, four, all the way back, five, exhale right up until six. A few more in the first set, inhale by the throat. Middle inner thighs pressed together, keep the body weight on your heels. That's it, exhale, breathing, stand tall. So the heels press down, center of the chest slides up towards the ceiling. Two more, inhale by the throat, mouth closed. Suck in the lower abdomen. Look in the mirror. You'll see the rib cage to expand more and more. Exhale, one. Mouth open, two, three. Look way back, four. Get a nice tight grip, five. Elbows together, six. Last one, please. Inhale by the throat. Suck in the stomach again on the inhale. And one more stomach in at the top. Good, Kathy. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin back. Let the shoulders drop. That's it, Dorothy. Now squeeze out every last bit of air. Elbows come together. Excellent. You can change arms down to the sides. Shoulders relaxed. Now, really quick, I just want to give you guys a thought, okay, about standing really tall and lifting the breastbone up. Now, this, as you feel and probably know muscularly, you can feel it lift the spine, right? It helps you lift the rib cage. But another thing this does, when you stand tall with the chest up and take deep breaths, it creates a certain increase, well, it's a decrease, in pressure in the thoracic cavity. When you have this, it pulls up on the contents of the abdominal cavity. You know how you feel sometimes when you leave class, like you're just floating? I've talked to a lot of people in different professions about that sensation, and I think this class in part does that because of all of the chest up inhalations, you actually let your organs float as they're supposed to, okay? It's not just in your head, oh, I feel like I'm floating. There's actually a upward pressure in the body that's healthy and good, and we're making that happen. It also can help draw fluid up. If you've got retention of water in the ankles, legs, which I've had before, it can be very uncomfortable. These deep inhales with the chest up can help just draw fluid up generally because of that pressure differential. So there's so much depth to this. I just want to share this because how many times you've done pranayama deep breathing, you're like, yep, arms up, okay, right? But there's all these levels of what it does for us. So I just want to share that because I'm excited about it. How about second set with that in mind? Hands underneath the chin. So when you feel a little tired, maybe it'll motivate you to, oh yeah, chest up is good for me. Okay, swallow a couple of times, concentrate, and begin. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look way back, four, five, nice tight grip, six, elbows together. Start again. Looks very good with the arms, you guys. Chin down, suck in your stomach. Tightening up. Rib cage, though, expands to its maximum. Exhale, breathing. One, push the chin. Two, three, halfway, four. Look way back. Five, six. Inhale again by the throat. So we've got a lot going on here. Arms and head are moving. Chest is lifted, and you're controlling the flow of the air. Exhale. Same thing on the exhale. It's just as lifted. Breastbone lifted. Shoulders relaxed. Get a nice tight grip. Elbows together. Inhale. One, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, two, look way back, three, four. Try to see the back wall, five. Hands together, six, elbows together. Again, please, inhale, breathing. There's so much, even just with these basic physiological systems happening, and when we try these postures, it makes changes there. Exhale, breathing. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Elbows touch each other. Inhale. Good, Cassandra. I see the elbows coming together. Now, center of the chest lifts up. Heels press down. Middle inner thighs press together. Exhale. Keep the breastbone lifted. Nice arms, Amy. Shoulders relax completely. Get a nice tight grip with the thumbs crossed. Elbows touch each other. Inhale. One, two. Very steady. Three. Flow of the air. Four, five. Breathe in a little more. Six. Hold it. Exhale. One. Stand tall. Two. Three, look way back, four, get a nice tight grip, five, elbows together, six. Again, please inhale by the throat. Middle inner thighs press together, pull the stomach in, hold at the top. Exhale, open your mouth, nice wide open mouth to stretch the jaw. Exhaling by the throat, elbows come together. Inhale, a few more in the second set. Maintain complete depression of the abdominal wall. Center of the chest, breastbone sliding straight up to the ceiling. Exhale, keeping the chest up. Try to keep the elbows nice and high away from the chest as they come forward and elbows touch each other. Last one, please go ahead. Inhale by the throat. At the top of this, inhale more and more, and then one more, pull the stomach in. When you're done with that, exhale. Make sure the end of the exhale is stronger than the beginning of that same exhale. So push the air out, stomach in all the way. Okay, when you're done, arms down to the sides. So, we begin with half moon pose. Breathe smoothly by the nose, toes and heels touching each other. Take a deep breath, bring your arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a nice deep breath, stretch up, go right and left a few times. Right, left, right, left. A lot of times when people are new, they say, oh, can I do something? You know, I can't come to class every day. What can I do? Just something. I say, start from the beginning. Do the pranayama deep breaths and half moon with hands to feet. That's really what you would do before you do anything else. If you've got a body part issue, just do the pranayama and half moon. Then we can go from there. But that's a good, you know, good 20 minutes if you do it fully. All right, now you come back up, stop in the middle. Maximum body weight on the heels. Push your hips a little bit forward. Arms back and chin up. Take a nice deep breath, suck in your stomach, reach up, try to touch the ceiling, take that lift and reach over to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. Come down, keeping the body weight on the heels. Middle inner thighs pressed together. Now squeeze your hands firmly together and reach out to the right side. So the hands go further away from the top of the head. Arms squeeze into the ears. Keep the chin lifted. As you come down further, make sure the body weight is still on the heels. That's it, Amy. Back of the pelvis down, a little bit of tucking of the pelvis, in other words. Arms back, chin up. Now, From here, as you come down, make sure you bring the right shoulder or keep the right shoulder forward, opening up the chest and ribcage. Now take a nice deep breath. Squeeze your hands, reach to the right. Exhale, come down. Push your hips to the left. Push and push. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Very nice start. Body weight on the heels, hips a little forward. Arms back, chin up. Now as you inhale, suck in your stomach. Take the hands up a few more inches towards the ceiling and then over to the left side of the room. At the same time, push your whole pelvis, upper thighs, lower abdomen to the right. Keeping the body weight on the heels, middle inner thighs pressing together. Now this left-right warm-up here, we're trying to warm up each side of the body, each side of the nervous system a little bit, but also each side of the rib cage and the lungs respectively. So when you're on this side, opening up the right side of the chest, using more of the right lung is just what happens, okay? You can't just usually decide in my mind, oh, I think I'll use more of the right lung, okay? But when you do this posture, you make that happen. So we're exercising, in a sense, lung tissue differently. Push your hips to the right side of the room, keeping the body weight on the heels. We can do it consciously, like I'm going to use my bicep, but in the postures, the side effect is you use the organs, you exercise the organs. Come down for three, suck in your stomach, two, push your hips to the right, one. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, eyes open. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. First, the chin goes back. Now inhale, push your hands up and over and past the face. Try to touch the wall behind you. Good arms, Lisa. Tip the chin back so you feel the skin stretching between the collarbones and chin. Then push your hands past the face so the arms go back towards the ears a little more. It's going to start to move your shoulders. Now take a deep breath high into the upper chest and slowly, that's it, Amy, push your hips forward on the exhale. Stomach and thighs forward, keeping the maximum body weight on the heels. Reach back, look back, go back, way back. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, suck in your stomach, hands on the floor in front of you, please. Bend your knees if you need to. Put your hands on the ground. Take your time, always suck in the stomach. Once you're touching the floor, you can move the hips back and forth, right, left, right, left. Warming up the lower spine. Just keep the stomach in. If the lower back is bothering you, Cassandra, you can do less and slower, but suck in the stomach. All right, now go ahead and grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull on the heels continuously to stretch the upper body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. You have no gap between your upper body and the legs. That looks good, Amy. Roll forward so you have the body weight distributed across the base of all 10 toes. Now when you exhale, push the knuckles and the toes down. Push the knees back, keeping the chest and knees together. Try to lock the legs. Hold here. Concentrate on the breathing. One more exhale. Push the knuckles and base of the toes down. Looks good, Lisa. Elbows just in your mind. Press towards the wall behind you, please. Yes, exactly. Change again. See, that's the shoulders too. The elbows bending moves the shoulders in the right way. Arms and head together. Come all the way up. Exhale, arms down to the side. Everything is connected to everything, okay? Sometimes by five things in between them, but there's not really any gaps or spaces. Everything is touching something else in the body. Amy, you have a question, my dear?
Yes, in the back bend, when we shift our weight to our heels, I feel like the whole stretch shifts to my lower back.
Yeah.
There.
Okay. I understand. So yes, let me just address that before I get to how to do something. So when you push the hips forward, it does cause the lower back bend. If it's too much pressure down there, if it doesn't feel right, like, you know what feeling right is and feeling not right is, okay? So if it's too much bend, sometimes it causes too much bend for a particular spine when you push the hips forward. So here's what I would do. Push the hips forward only 50% as much as you did. So I still want a little bit of pressure forward. But what you're going to try to do, and this is not easy, you have to try to bend up here. You have to try to go over it. Try to bend higher than that. So if you push the hips forward and you feel that yucky, not good feeling, back off a little and just think 6 inches above where you felt that, that's where I need to try to bend. Okay, it's, now what's going to help that? That's just kind of a mental thing. When you go back, before you push the hips forward, see if you can go up and back a little more. There's still a little bit of restriction, Amy, in your upper back bend, which is fine. It takes a long time to bend there. So you can, I'll help you in the second set do this, what I'm talking about, because I'm kind of jumping all over the place, okay? All right, thanks for bringing it up. Let's try the second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, pointer fingers up. Now keep the chin up, weight on the heels. Inhale, go up and over to the right. Do you ever feel any problem in the side bending, Amy, in that area or no?
Yes.
You do feel it? Okay. All right. Now, try to bend higher than it. Suck in the lower abdomen. See, there's naturally in your body, Amy, that part of the spine just naturally bends back, even when you're in the side bend. So I want you to try to limit the back bending in the low back. I know we're not trying to do a back bend right now, but your back tries to back bend. So the more you can suck in the stomach, and now in your mind, if you can try to back bend the shoulder blade part of your spine, thoracic spine, try to bend back there, but flatten out the waistband spine. This is where you want to head. Come down for three, suck in your stomach. Two, push hips to the left. One, inhale, breathing, come up. It's very hard because you're working against conditioned kind of pattern of movement, okay? All right, so suck in the stomach, weight on the heels. Inhale, go up and over to the left. One of the challenges and one of the big pieces of work in this class is eventually a lot of us will discover parts of the body that actually move too much. Your lower spine might be moving more than is helpful, right? It takes too much of the movement when you try to do something. So stabilizing those parts takes more conscious work than just pushing and going, right? It's very particular. The more you can pull the abdomen in to flatten the back waistband, Amy, and imagine in your mind the upper back bending, just enough to get it straight. It's tricky because the low back's going to try to go with it. So I want, there. I know, it's going to be like, whack-a-mole for a while. Just stomach in, arms back, come down, push, and push. Inhale, breathing, come up. See, what you want, Amy, is independent control of sections of the spine, okay? So take a deep breath. I'll watch you on this one. First, go up. Try to touch the ceiling. You want to get as much lift. Now, chin up and over and back. Only the neck bend. Try this. Only the neck. Now, I want you to try to bend only the top 6 inches of your back below the neck. At first, it's going to feel like, well, nothing moves there. I just want to bend at the waistband. I know. But try to refrain from bending at the waistband yet. Top 6 inches of your back below the neck, just try to feel some limit of contraction. Now you can do some hips forward, but if it takes all of the bend at the low back, do less hips forward just for now. Squeeze middle inner thighs together. Now push the hands past the face. Try to back bend that upper 6 to 8 inches of the upper back below the neck. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up. Take your time. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Go ahead for hands to feet pose. Did you get a little bit of a clue there, Amy? I know it's a lot I'm asking. Okay. That's like a year to 2 year project. And it's a forever project because your body likes to move the other way, okay? And you're kind of training it differently. As soon as you're ready, grab the heels from the outside. Pinky fingers side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles. I've been through a similar overbending issue at the low back, so I just let it be part of your practice effort pretty much indefinitely. Pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. Now, in your mind, even if the elbows don't move, press the elbows towards the back wall. I see it, Lisa. Keep and try to keep it continuous. Elbows back and even towards each other a little bit. Now, press the abdomen to the thighs. Pull on the heels, push the knees back with the chest. Try to lock your legs. So nice. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers and come up. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. And exhale, arms down to the side. Sorry, Amy, now I just want to get into this with you because I love this stuff. Does it ever bother you not in class down there? Do you ever have any pain at that spot where it bends a lot?
Yes.
Okay. It's good that you're catching it now. The sooner you catch it, the better, because the spots that overbend, a lot of times the bones you know, the body wants to protect the nervous system. It wants to protect itself. And what happened in my vertebrae is the bones kind of added some bony growth to protect the body. And that can become painful. It's not trying to cause you pain, okay? So if you can catch it now, my theory is that if the body can put bone there, why can't it take it away? If we stop irritating it, does that make some sense? I don't really know, but why not? So, I mean, because we have these bodies hopefully for many more decades, right? And so if we just give them time, you know, I like to hold that vision. So I'm glad you brought that up. Because mine is better. It took me a couple of years, but it doesn't hurt anymore. I learned how to bend over it, higher than it. Okay. All right. Let's do awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right. I'm just going to mute you now, but if you need something, just holler, okay? 6 inches between the feet. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted, all 5 fingers together. We're just going to do one set of awkward pose. Suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips back, drop them down, thighs parallel to the floor. Now suck in your stomach, tightening up. Lift your chest up, lean your upper body back. Now we're just going to hold it here. Distribute the weight equally from the inside to the outside of both feet so you're not rolling in or out. Push the upper body back. One more, drop the hips in the chair. Nice, Veronica. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay right there. Go all the way up on your tiptoes as high as possible. Now, suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine, center of the chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus, one point. Don't even blink them. Now, sit right down on the tops of the toes. Push the big toes down, heels up. Good, Veronica, with the feet. Push the big toes down, knees up. Legs are good. Now, just drop the hips until the legs shake. 5, upper body back. 4, ankles press forward. 3, higher on the tiptoes. 2, push the big toes down. 1, inhale, breathing, come up. Feet flat. 3rd part, come up a little bit on your toes, knees together. Inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch your spine upward and sit down slowly, keeping the chest up, shoulders down, stomach in, knees together, all the way down. That's great, Cassandra. Arms look great. Now, every time you inhale, pull the stomach in again. This will give you the expansion of the rib cage. This will give you that upward pressure I was talking about, all right? When you sternum up, inhale, stomach in, you get all of that. Now, keeping the knees together, slowly come back up, leaning against the imaginary wall. Come up, feet flat, right foot to the left, and arms down to the side. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. We will go right into eagle pose. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face but not touching it. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, bend your knees. Please sit down in the chair, body weight on your heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now, right leg lift up as high as possible over the left. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle, all 5 toes visible in the front mirror. Now, if the foot comes out or doesn't wrap quite yet, just try to sit down a little lower, keeping the body weight on the heel. Pull your elbows down, lift your chest up, so you create pressure between upper arms and the chest. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together, arms over the head. On the inhale, as you exhale, swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face. Pull your elbows down so fingertips go below the nose. Very nice. Sit down in the chair. Can you get the weight to your heels anymore in this warm-up? Even more, Lisa, hips behind you more, hips back more, stick your butt out more. There, now you can sit down. Now stay down there, left leg over the right. I can see the angle of your hip bending. That's better, Lisa. Cross your left leg over the right leg and sit down, twist like ropes. Pull the elbows down, lift your chest up. Once you have the foot behind the calf muscle, eliminate any gap between ankle and calf muscle. As you sit down more, same thing as in the warm-up, Lisa, hips back. In other words, stick your butt out until you can't sit anymore. Then you're going to keep it back there, bring the upper body over the hips. All right, come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. We'll do second set. Right arm underneath the left arm. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down low as possible. I want your butt all the way back, all the way back. Now keep it back there. Yes, right leg over the left. Here's the trick, and I have a video of this on the YouTube, I think. When you bring the upper body back, you don't bring the hips forward. And this is tricky because we want to, the body wants to kind of stack itself over itself. So when you keep the hips back and bring the upper body back, at first it's going to be more wobbly, but this is how you will develop the strength of holding eagle posture. Very nice. Come up. The feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down low. Hips all the way back, behind the heels. So you are putting your body off of kind of balance. Then left leg over the right. But when we put the body slightly off balance, then learn how to balance, how to be steady, we're developing strength for many situations. So if your body, let's say, goes to this position, instead of falling, you know how to use the body in this position. Not like you'd ever be just crossed and twist like this during your shopping trip. But the point is we move in so many different ways. And when we can hold steady in these postures, we develop the body part control in so many situations. Okay, you can come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head and arms down to the side. All righty. Good morning. Happy Saturday. Cassandra, is your back bothering you today? Yeah, it's obvious. Okay. All right. Move everything else the best you can. You can try to move that little bits down there and see if, you know, sometimes it might get better, sometimes it might get worse, but you can do just very tiny experimental, like, can I bend it to the side? Can I twist it? Yes or no? I don't know. But we have the opportunity to be so gentle and slow and aware in this practice. In so many different positions. So just do your best, okay? Feet together. Bring your left leg up in front of you. Take a deep breath. Exhale, round the spine forward. Pick up the foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. A couple of inches below your toes. Standing leg. Left leg locked. Push your knee back until the leg is perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally all over the left foot. Now, on an inhale, right leg very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. Until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. No higher, no lower. Standing leg remains locked. Take a nice deep breath in. On the exhale, kick the heel forward, sucking in the stomach. Once you can get both legs locked, elbows come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. And you just hold it. Eyes do not move. Keep the face and shoulders relaxed, stomach in. Change again. Veronica did not blink her eyes. That was awesome. She's over here hiding, but there's no eyelid, just eyeballs. Okay. Left leg lift up in front of you. Take a nice deep breath. Exhale, round your spine forward. It's good for driving, isn't it? She drives 90 minutes to get here. She better keep her eyes open on the slippery roads. Okay, standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Inhale, left leg very slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. No higher, no lower. It's very good. Take a deep breath. Kick the left heel forward, sucking in the stomach. So you create the stretch of tissue, the lengthening and tensioning of the nerves all over underneath the left leg. Once both legs are locked, then only bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Hold here. Eyes don't move. Absolutely freeze. Take your time to change. Upper body up. Put the left foot down. Stand tall. All right. Second set. Right leg lift up in front of you. Take a deep breath. Always the spine goes up and then coils down or back or whatever we're going to do with it. Grab the foot. 2 inches below the toes, all 10 fingers included. Stand tall on your left leg. Distribute the weight equally from heel to the toes. Go ahead to the second part, third part, etc. Just make sure you can breathe smoothly at every moment. Once both legs are locked, elbows down. Once the elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, upper body rounds, but the rest of the body stays exactly where it is. Take your time to bring the head up, straighten the arms, stand tall, feet together, arms down to the sides. All right, last one, left leg lift up in front of you. Inhale, stretch the spine up and over and down. You know those, I remember back, the very first time I saw those water fountains at Disney World, it must have been like 1989, where the water just makes this beautiful arc and leaps over the sidewalk. That's the spine. You go up and over. Go ahead, left leg lift up and stretch forward. There's an upward motion before the bend, right? Before you round. Once both legs are locked, elbows down. Now try to hold the body where it is, then you just bring the head down. Very little moves from third to fourth part, just the neck, a little bit more rounding of the whole spine, but legs stay locked. When you're done with it, bring the head slowly up, upper body up, and feet together, arms down to the sides. Standing bowl pulling pose. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow, hold the right ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Left arm, slide it up in front of you, arm touching with the ear. Now the same applies for backward bending. We always go up first. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling with the left hand fingertips and begin. Charge your upper body forward now. So you're making length in the body. All right, you're kind of pulling on the body parts, on the soft tissue, on the spine, creating less pressure. Now you're not making air gaps, just less pressure on the bones and joints. Charge forward and kick back. Now you kick straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot come up over the head, toes pointing straight up. When you charge forward, shoulder comes closer and closer to the chin, but the body weight also comes to the base of the toes. So when you come down from the lower spine, you keep the weight and energy forward instead of back. Now body down and kick. Right shoulder, back kick. One more inhale, stretch forward, kick up equally the same. Change. Good work, Amy, on coming forward. Feet together, arms down. It's hard. When the body comes down, if you don't otherwise do it, it will try to go backwards, right? You'll feel the body sink to the back wall, but we're going to keep it forward. Left hand up in front of you, palm up. Turn it out. Hold the left ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Right arm slides up in front of you. Palm facing forward, knees together as long as they do not hurt. Inhale, now stretch the right side up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin, left thigh swipes back, kick up as hard as possible until you see the foot come up over the head. That looks very nice, Cassandra. Reach all the way to the ends of the fingertips, all the way out. That's good. So the right armpit stretches, right rib cage stretches, right waistband charges forward. Now bring the body down, but keep the charging forward until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. You have your left arm and most of your left leg above the heart, okay? So we're changing the fluid situation of the body in addition to all the wonderful structural things with the spine and the kidney squeeze. Come down and kick, charge forward, kick, take a deep breath, kick up a little more. Change again. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Does it ever feel uncomfortably pinchy in this, Amy? Okay, just wanted to check. Okay, all right. Right hand up, please turn it out. Grab the right ankle from the inside, left arm up in front of you. Start with the knees together. Inhale, the whole left side of the body goes up. Try to touch the ceiling. I'll give you 20 counts. Charge forward, 19, kick back, 18, 17. Almost falling forward, 16, 15, take a deep breath, 14, 13, right hand, 12, and right ankle up, 11, 10, take a nice deep breath, 9, you got it, Lisa, 8, pick the chin up, half inch, 7, 6, now body down and kick, 5, charge forward, kick up, 4, equally the same, 3, go and touch the mirror, 2, kick up, 1, change, very steady, feet together, arms down, and last one, left hand up in front of you, palm up, reach out to the side, hold the ankle. You can bring the right arm up. Inhale, stretch the entire right side of the body up. Try to touch the ceiling and begin. Charge your upper body forward, 20, kick back, 19, 18, 17, 16, lock the right leg, 15, 14, 13, body down, 12, 11, charge forward, 10, right shoulder forward, 9, right thigh contract, 8, 7, keep the right knee pointing forward for 6, keep the body going forward, Veronica, 5, keep it forward, 4, charge forward, 3, keep charging forward, kick up, 2, charge forward, kick up, 1, yes, that was it. It kept wanting to go back, and you said, nope, sorry, we're not going backwards. Balancing stick pose, you can step to the back of the mat, feet together. See, it's a constant communication with yourself, to yourself, from yourself. I'm just giving you some words, okay? Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Arms with your ears like glue, chin up. Inhale, step onto the right foot. Lock both legs, take a deep breath, bring your upper body down, left leg up. Sole of your left foot facing the ceiling, come down, keeping the body weight forward again to the base of the toes. Charge forward, fall forward, stretch forward, reach forward. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms with your ears, chin away from the chest. Take a deep breath. Step onto the left foot, lock both legs, right toes point. Inhale, go up and then over and down. Bring the upper body down, right leg up. Sole of the right foot facing the ceiling. Come down and stretch, but charge forward. Use your extra strength to squeeze the hands, palms together. Go and touch the wall in front of you. Inhale, breathing, come up, feet together. Take a deep breath and arms down to the sides. Chest up, stomach in. Take a deep breath and exhale. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace fingers, pointer fingers up, chin up. Take a deep breath. Big step onto the right foot, lock both legs, and then go ahead, please, come down. But keep your chin and chest exactly where they are with the arms and head. Nothing changes except for the right hip joint, so come down. Now I want you to suck in your stomach on the very lower abdomen close to the right hip. This will give you the strength to bring the left hip down, but also forward, Veronica. Left hip forward. Go forward. Left hip forward. Go forward. Touch the mirror. Left hip forward. Change. Yes. Chin up. Inhale. Big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Right toes point and go up and over. Right above your left hip joint. Suck in the lower abdomen. This is control of your pelvis. Hip socket, thigh bone. Okay, in this posture, so much there. So, right hip down and forward, suck in the lower left abdomen, squeeze hands, go touch the mirror, go. Go forward, stretch forward, stretch. Nice, inhale, breathing, come up. Arms down to the side. It's such a different situation when you do that. It's balancing stick. It looks like balancing stick. It's so different. You feel it? I know it's difficult. I know I'm making it harder. I know. Standing, you're welcome. Standing separate leg stretching. You can step at the left side of the mat. Someone in the 8 a.m. called this, what do you call it, ostrich head in the sand pose? And he said when he comes back to the hot room, he wants a cold martini. And that will be the celebration. Arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right. Big step, arms parallel to the floor. His face in the martini glass or something. Okay, lock your legs. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and then forward. Look forward, chin forward. Reach out to the side walls. And then he goes, I want the martini cold. And I was like, oh, you're just going to be impossible, aren't you? Not really. All right, grab the heels from the outside. I know, we just want the right perfect condition. Hot room, cold martini, stretch down, forehead to the floor. All right, if you can't grab the heels, grab the outsides of the feet or slide the fingertips underneath the toes. It does sound lovely. Kneecaps lifted, contract thighs. That's it, Veronica. Keep it. Pull and stretch the body down. Try to touch the head to the floor right between your feet. All of you, that's good. Where you're at, this is a perfect stage. Arms out, sideways to come up. Head up slowly and slowly come up. Take your time. Right foot steps back to the left, arms over the head and arms down to the side. Very nice. Stand tall, stomach in. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms down. Lock the legs, stretch your spine up and forward. Look forward, chin forward, take your time. Keep the body weight to the base of the toes. The whole time, ideally it doesn't even go back to the heels at any moment. Put your hands down once you cannot go any further. Once you have the grip, even once you have your hands on the floor anywhere, even if you don't have the feet yet, push the fingers, the first finger knuckle down, push the base of the toes down. This will help you use the shoulders appropriately in the upside down position. Push the knuckles and toes down. Look forward a little bit. Hold it. Total backside of the body stretching. Thighs, Veronica, contraction, contraction. I want you to feel that contraction more than the stretch on the backside of the legs. All right, that's enough. Come on up. Right foot to the left, arms over the head, arms down to the side. It looks almost the same from the outside, you guys, but when you change that one little thing that is just not quite there, it feels completely different. And that's where you want to go. You feel the difference. All right. Triangle pose, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. Now take a deep breath, push both hips forward, both arms back. Inhale, lift the center of the chest, turn your right foot all the way out to your right. As soon as the foot is turned, bend your right knee and sit down, keeping the spine straight up and down in the middle. Now hips forward, arms back, take a deep breath, tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. Push the right knee back. Very good, Amy, this is exactly right. All right, with the proportions. Now, push the right foot firmly down. Rib cage stays lifted, but the pelvis comes down. So eventually you touch right between the big and second toe without the elbow going below the knee. Cassandra, very good. Top arm stretch up. Just a little more. Lisa, rib cage up, pelvis down. Think of it. Rib cage up towards the ceiling, pelvis down towards the floor. Now turn and twist by pushing the right knee back and bringing the right shoulder forward. Inhale, breathing, come up. Yes, very nice. Turn the right toes forward. Inhale, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, center of the chest lifts up, turn the left foot all the way out to your left. As soon as the foot is turned, sit down. Bend your knee, thigh parallel to the floor, spine straight in the middle. Now, hips forward, arms back. Take a deep breath, tilt. Your whole upper body is one. To the left arm down, right arm up. Push the knee back. So you're aiming between the big and second toe, but when you push the knee back, left shoulder forward a little bit. Now chin to the right shoulder, just the left side profile of your face visible in the mirror. Now when you inhale, Lisa, suck in your stomach. I want the upper body, that's good lower body down, now upper body up so you have the elbow at the knee rather than upper arm, okay? One more lift like that. And now do the same thing you did earlier, drop the hips down. That's it. Push the left foot firmly to the floor, bring the pelvis down, try to touch your toes. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. It's very nice work. Turn the left toes forward. Feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Lisa, you're getting it. You're getting it really well. I just want to give you a visual for when I say rib cage up, pelvis down, okay? So I'm in the posture. If this part of the arm, right above the elbow, all right? So right here's the elbow. But if right above the elbow, if that's what's pressing on the leg, you can kind of see what happens. Okay, my hips are up a little. Arm is down. Here's just watch this and imagine it. Upper body up. The arm is going to slide up. Do you see how this triangle got a little bit bigger? And you are doing it. I'm just giving you more information. You are doing this, but that's what I want you to imagine. The rib cage lifts. Look at that big gap. See that huge gap? And the hips come down. So I have a nice space here. Okay, and the arm will slide up on the knee a little bit. Okay. We get to do second set. Is it anyone's birthday today? All right. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right. Arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Hips forward, arms back. Lift the chest. Turn the right foot out. And then you can sit down on the right side. Go ahead, please. So try to get the hips all the way down. Palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Go right ahead. Push the chin with the shoulder. So you can kind of play around with it, Lisa. When you feel where the arm is in contact with the knee, you can say, I'm going to lift my torso up and I'm going to feel the arm slide up. So you always want to have that ability, that control to upper body up and lower body down, even if you don't go any further. That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, as you're pushing the right knee back, bring the right shoulder forward. Much better. Now, see if the pelvis can drop down just a little bit more. Right shoulder forward towards the mirror, chin to the back wall. Inhale, come up. Great. Fun, isn't it? It's a whole new set of muscles. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift the chest. Turn the left foot all the way out and sit down. Try to get all the way down there, left thigh parallel to the floor. Now, palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Begin. Push the chin with the shoulder. So you feel, okay, exactly what part of my left arm is at my knee? Is it a little bit higher than the elbow? If so, upper body, slide it up. And if you want to touch the toes, then the hips will need to come down in time. All right. Now, as you're pushing the left knee back, left shoulder forward, I want the left chest rib cage forward towards what would be the mirror and the chin to go towards what would be the back wall. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very nice, Amy. Left toes turn in. Right foot to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. It's kind of a magical posture. There's so much to do and it seems so impossible. And then you just start to get it. You start slowly to feel like, oh, I can do all of that, okay? Might take me 10 years, but that's fine. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Now, this is coming from a person, me, who had the worst possible triangle for years, okay? Take a deep breath, stretch up, trying to touch the ceiling, turn on your heels. I don't mean worst as in bad. I'm just very weak. I had very little control. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach, exhale, and you go down front side. I had the flexibility, but I was just a sloppy spaghetti noodle in triangle pose. Now, totally different. And so you can get there, all right, regardless of where you start. Now, if you cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Stretch the hands forward beyond the toes. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Back leg locked. Press the back heel into the floor to shift some body weight to the front foot. This will help you get and keep the hips level. Hips look good from my view, you guys. Hold it like that. Now push the knee back a couple of times. Lock the leg. Inhale and slowly come up, keeping the left hip forward all the way up. Try to keep the chin tucked, arms and head come up at the very last thing. Good, turn all the way around 185 degrees, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees. Right hip forward, now inhale, first you go up. Tuck your chin to the chest, coil down. Upper back rounds, middle back, lower back, hips eventually. Forehead to the left knee, this wonderful compression of the throat. The thyroid and parathyroid tissue there. Just imagine the difference, all right? You squeeze it on a regular basis because you do all this chin tucking, you do all this back bending, which pulls and stretches on it. A body that does not have that movement has very different circulation patterns to and from that endocrine tissue. So it's just so good that you try. Even if the forehead cannot get to the knee yet, you're still squeezing the throat. Now lock the front leg, slowly come up, keep the right hip forward. Once you are all the way up, turn and face the front, feet together, arms down to the side. I had this really neat private lesson with somebody yesterday that drove in from quite a bit out of town, actually, almost 2 hours. And the word she put on this is we have access. We were talking about how we feel all these things in our bodies that we would not otherwise probably know about if we weren't trying to put the body in the situation. The word she used was access. This practice gives us access to certain communications inside that otherwise we might not know there's any issue until it's so far down the road, right? Like years into a problem. So it's just so cool. Let's do second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, turn on your heels to the right. Once you get the hips set up, go up once more, try to touch the ceiling, begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, round the spine. Forehead towards the knee or knee up a little bit towards the forehead. Push the back heel into the floor to shift the body weight to your front foot. Upper inner legs squeeze in towards each other. Hold the posture. Breathe smoothly even though you have all this pressure on the front side of the body, all this squeeze, and you can still breathe normally. All right, lock the front leg a couple of times and come up. Left hip stays forward as you get out of it. Chin stays tucked. Try to keep the chin pressing to the chest until you bring arms and head up last. All right, turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. Back foot in, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up. First thing, chin all the way into the throat. Tuck the chin. Now you feel that sensation of chin tucking? Keep it. Good, Lisa. Keep the chin tucked like that. Go ahead, do the posture. You're fine. And I want you to absolutely know the sensation. My chin is tucked to its maximum. I have the maximum compression of the throat. Even if the forehead isn't to the knee yet, I can maintain maximum throat compression. Now, once you have the head with the knee, push the knee back with the forehead. Just make sure the knee does not separate from the forehead just yet. Back leg locked. Now, do you feel this throat compression? I want you to keep that feeling. Lock the front leg. Keep the feeling of chin tucked and come out of the posture. But the head does not lift yet. The chin stays tucked. It's good work, Amy. It's going to be harder, Lisa, to keep the chin tucked all the way. There you go. Okay, you can work on that one. Turn to the front, right foot to the left, arms down to the side. What I think I'm seeing, Lisa, is the chin is untucking just a little bit when you start to come out. I'm not 100% sure, but I think your head's lifting just a little when you start. So if you come out of that one, if you can work on coming out of it with the chin tucked, and then the very last thing, Arms and head up. Okay. All right. Let's try tree pose. Awesome. Feet together nicely. Come back to where you started. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick your right foot up as high as it will go on the left thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and underneath at the toes with your left. Now, once you get the heel all the way to the top of the thigh, very slowly, gently, bring the right knee down and back to get two knees in one line from the side. Hips forward, suck in your stomach. Stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Shoulders stay down, standing leg locked. You can bring your right hand in front of the chest as soon as you can. If the foot doesn't slip and you can keep the spine stretching upward, bring the left hand up. If your belly comes forward or the hips stick out behind you, continue to hold the foot and try to straighten up the lower spine, lower abdomen. Good. Change, please. Right foot down. That's a good straight lower spine, Amy. I can see it from the side. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand underneath at the toes with the right. Once you can get the heel all the way to the top of the thigh, then very slowly, gently, left knee presses down and back, hips a little forward. Suck in your stomach, stretch the whole spine upward. Shoulders stay down. Left hand can come up first. Make sure standing leg is locked, energized, and tall. If the foot doesn't slide or slip at all, you can bring the right hand up as well, palms together. Very nice. Change again, left foot down and arms down. Now for toe stand, bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. As long as you can keep it in the top 5 or 6 inches, you can start toe stand. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingers and sit down until your hips touch the heel. And arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Now suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up. Right knee down, right toes pointed. First the left hand in front of the chest. And once you can balance there, bring the right hand up, palms together, eyes do not move. You can change, hands to the floor, push the hips up slowly. Stand up in tree pose, grabbing the foot again, if needed. Tree pose, change, right foot down, arms down. Go ahead, left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. You can start toe stand as long as the foot stays up towards the top and the knees don't hurt. Come forward slowly. Once you can touch the floor, shift your body weight to the fingertips, slowly sit down. Bring your arms around to the sides of the body. Left toes point to your right, left knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. And then stretch your whole spine upward, stomach in. Shoulders stay relaxed. You can bring the hands up one at a time. Push both knees down, chest up, lower abdomen in. Tremendous strength. But also face and shoulders stay relaxed. Hands to the floor in front of you. Push your hips up and stand up in tree pose, please. Once you're back up, look straight ahead, finishing tree pose. Okay, left foot down. Arms down to the sides. Next is Savasana. Do what you need to do briefly and relax on your back. That looks good, Lisa. Yeah, I can see. That's just fine. Amy's looks good too. Cassandra, you're sideways again. Concentrate on your breathing, complete relaxation of your abdominal wall. Concentrate for the entire inhale and then on the entire exhale. Thank you, Cassandra. I can see you just fine now. Let's do one set only of when you're moving pose, please. Right leg lift up. Grab your leg exactly 2 inches below the knee. All 10 fingers interlace, thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. If the left calf muscle is not on the floor, flex your left foot back from the ankle. Keep the right foot totally relaxed. Now slowly bring the chin down. Look down the center line of the body to eventually get the back of your neck flat on the floor. Keep your shoulders down away from the ears. Pull and freeze. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Left leg lift up. Interlace your fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. If the right calf muscle is not on the floor, flex your right foot back from the ankle. Suck in your stomach and slowly bring the chin down, keeping the head on the floor so the back of the neck lengthens and stretches and is eventually flat on the floor. Especially if lower spine has any situation, suck in your stomach to press the spine down with the stability of the floor underneath it. Very nice for the structure there. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down. Now immediately both knees up, reach up over and grab for your elbows each other. Get a nice tight grip, compact position. Feet side by side, relaxed, ankles uncrossed. Now, I know the thighs are pressing on the abdomen, but from the inside, I want you to suck in your stomach. Press the abdominal wall down towards the front of the spine, which is right in the middle of the body. That will help you lengthen the spine bones to the floor with the stability of the floor here. So it's important to do this on a firm ground, not on a bed. If you're ever, you know, just doing this out of sequence, that's fine. Just make sure the floor is pretty firm beneath you. Very good. Change again. Arms and legs down. It's kind of the floor is a tool in that posture to help with the structure and alignment of your spine bones. All right, let's do the sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, let's do cobra pose. Turn around, lie down on the abdomen. Amy, does it bother you in any of these spine strengthening? Okay. If it does, just note that and we can talk about it. Okay? All right. Hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. And all 5 fingers together. Press the palms firmly down. Lock your legs, hips, and thighs contract. Now inhale, breathing. Go ahead, lift your upper body up, pushing the palms down. Rib cage up, chin up, eyes up. Belly button stays on the floor, but everything above it in the air. Good arms, Lisa. Elbows in and reach down with the elbows towards the hips. So the upper arms and shoulders drop down. Exactly. Now, no higher with the abdomen, Lisa. Where I want you to bend is chin up. Stretch the front of the neck. Look for the back wall, but keep the abdomen exactly where it is. You got it. Change. Bring the chin down. Straighten your arms right down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels separate. Nice, Cassandra. You have a nice cobra pose. Push palms down, elbows back. Push the face up. Everybody else is relaxing. That's fine. All right, let's do second set cobra pose. Hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. No space between the fingers, no gap underneath hands, palms. Lisa, slide your hands back 2 inches towards your feet. Straight down. Yeah. You'll have a little more control of the pressure downward when they're there. See, now the elbows are sticking straight up. Now, lock your legs, hips contracted. Go ahead, look up and lift up. Don't change the hands or the feet. They are glued. Hands, feet, and pelvis, glue them to the floor. No shifting or sliding, all right? Because you had the perfect proportion when you started. Now, elbows stay in. Make sure the feet don't slide. Keep the belly button on the floor, everything above it in the air. Now, elbows reach down and back. Upper arms and shoulders drop down more away from the ears. Now, without coming any higher off of the abdomen, lift the chin up. Look for the wall behind you. Change. Very good. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. All right, locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Slide your arms underneath the body. Till eventually the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor. Eventually front of the throat. The whole front of the neck will be on the ground. Look forward, please. Lock your right leg and lift it up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Push the hands down. Push the fingertips down. Push the upper arms down. Bring the leg up. Right leg lower down. Relax it. Chin forward. Push the upper arms into the floor. Left leg lift up. Knee straight. Toes pointed. Grab the floor at the fingertips and bring the upper thigh up. Now hold it, Veronica. Steady. Absolutely still. Freeze. Change. Very nice. Left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can readjust the arms a little bit. Arms a little straighter, closer into each other. Make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead, both legs. Everybody lift up without bending the knees. Very nice and smooth, Amy. Both legs lift up. That's good, Lisa. Keep the legs straight by pushing the toes to the back wall, lifting from your upper thighs. Everybody come up. Everybody lift up. Lower the legs. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Let everything relax. Second set. Turn your hands over, palms down. Arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers side by side, but not overlapping, please. Chin on the floor as far as it will go. Neck flat. Now, lock your right leg, point the toes. Lift the right leg for 10 counts. Begin 9. 8. Push the upper arm. 7. Down to the floor. 6. 5. Keep the right hip. 4. In one line with the left. 3. 2. Just the leg up. 1. Right leg lower down. See if the chin will slide any more forward. Upper arms press to the floor. Left leg, go ahead. 10 counts. Lift up. 9. 8. Knee straight. 7. 6. Lift from the upper thigh for 4. That's it, Lisa. 3. Focus on leg straightening. 1. Change again. Good. Turn your head in, mouth on the towel. Get your arms situated, please. Now, if you need to throw the legs up a little bit initially, Lisa, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? Inhale, breathing. Just go up. You have to kind of just do it. Just make them go up, even if it's a little jerky at first. All right, legs up, thighs up. In time, you'll be able to have more steady control. You can do it again. Inhale, legs go up. Hold it for 5. Push hands down 4. You got it, Amy. 3. Lift the hips up 2. All the way up. 1. Lower the legs. All right, take your arms out. Turn your head to the left. Full locust pose, chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Thumbs with the index fingers. Legs and feet together. So you just have one leg, like a cobra tail, don't open it. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones, only the pelvis is on the floor. Everything else in the air. So arms up, chin up, look up. Chest up, ribs up, legs up a little higher, thighs up. Now take one more deep breath. As you exhale, squeeze and lift just a little more. When you're done with that one, slowly lower everything down. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set. Begin, chin on the floor, arms out to the sides. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Legs together from the upper thighs to the feet and everything in between. That's good, Lisa. You feel the legs locked before you lift them. I want you to concentrate on that sensation of legs locked and then lift everything and try to maintain. Go ahead. The sensation of legs locked when you lift them up. They're not going to come up as high initially. All right, when you keep them truly locked, it's going to feel like, oh, I'm hardly lifting the feet. I don't mind if the feet come up. I want the thighs up. That's it. Now, when you inhale, reach straight out to the side walls. Try to touch the side walls with the fingertips. That's better arms, Lisa, a little more forward than you want to and a little higher for 3. Take a deep breath, 2. Exhale, come all the way up, Cassandra. So nice, 1. Change again. Bring the arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. How's your second class, Miss Veronica? You're welcome. Bow pose, chin on the floor. Bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes. All five fingers together on each hand. Knees 6 inches apart, feet 6 inches apart. Squeeze the feet enough so you have a good strong connection between hands and feet. Wrists straight. Inhale, breathing, look up and kick up. Go ahead, please. Push the knees, feet, hands up. Thighs up. Upper body comes along for the ride. You can also start to lift the chin, front of the neck, throat, and chest up. But when you purposefully lift or push the upper body up, kick a little bit more. Roll forward onto the abdomen. That's right, Lisa. Lift the legs up when you lift the upper body up. Five, tip the chin higher. Four, look for the ceiling. Three, keep kicking. Two, hands and feet up. One, change. Lower everything gently to the floor. Arms down. Turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor. Bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. Wrists straight. Toes will naturally be pointed when you grab just below the toes. So you don't need to overpoint them. You don't need to act with the feet, okay? You just hold the feet. Then kick up. Legs and thighs up. The feet and hands go up. Push the wrists inward towards each other while pushing the hands and feet up. This will help you let the arms lengthen. The front of the chest and shoulders will stretch. That's right, Lisa. Roll forward. You can rock back and then roll forward onto the abdomen. Now keep the breathing steady. Last five counts. Chin up. Four. Take a nice breath in. Three. To the upper chest. Two. Kick up a little bit more. One. Come down again. Arms down. Turn your head to the left. All right. Fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat. We'll do both sets of this. You have time. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet. Lower the hips towards the floor between the heels. Once you can sit comfortably on the ground, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time. Then head to the floor, back of the head, eventually shoulders and whole upper body on the ground. Arms over the head. Grab your elbows each other. Pull the forearms into the floor and tuck your chin to the chest, lifting the chest and abdomen up. Chin tucks to get the back of your neck flat on the floor. If you can, Lisa, try to put each palm on the opposite elbow point. I can't see everything, which is fine, but you grab each elbow point with your palm. There you go. Chin down. It's a really good stretch for the upper inner thighs and the armpit. So it's a good lymphatic posture. The glands there get a little stretch. All right, bring the hands to the soles of the feet. Come back up. Straight spine in the middle, chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. Let everything settle completely. Total relaxation. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale as much air as you can, hold it, and then you sit up. Grab the toes, push the air out, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set. Start again, sit on the heels at the top of the mat. Separate the feet, lower the hips down, then you can go back. Hands to the feet, elbows to the floor, head, then back of the head, and then shoulders. Grab your elbows, bring the arms over the head. Push the arms down, tuck the chin to the chest. And by down, I mean into the floor, okay? Arms right above the head, pressing into the floor. If the knees feel all right, you can bring the knees back together. Change again. So nice. All three of you. Looks good. Hands on the feet. Come back up. Spine straight in the middle. Turn around. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale as much as you can, hold it in. Sit up, grab the toes, then you exhale, head to the knees. Half tortoise posture, turn around, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs, chin up. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Bring your upper body forward, keeping the hips on the heels. forehead to the floor, the side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor, wrists in the air, pushing the hips to the heels as much as you can. Take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, arms slide forward, palms pressed together, wrists in the air, shoulder blades, scapula sliding forward. So maintain the effort of stretching forward, even if the hands don't move any further. If you maintain the effort of stretching forward, a lot is going to happen from the body part endpoint to endpoint, so from the fingertips to the lower spine. When you try to stretch forward, that whole line of energization is active, even if your hands don't go further. You don't have to worry about that. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, and arms down to the sides. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. That's part of the reason that the effort is what's important, not the outcome. Now, it's also a mental thing. If you just put your mind on the effort rather than the outcome, you've got the right mindset in the present moment without needing a certain achievement or outcome, right? But it's also a physical thing. When you try the posture the right way, even if it doesn't go further, but you maintain the effort, then something along the body part area, now in this case is from fingertips to the lower spine, but every posture is unique. You have that line of coordination, communication, energization, and strength active, even if you can't go any further. It doesn't matter if you can go any further. It's kind of like having the switch on or just kind of partially on and flickering, right? We want the lights on. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale. Double jerk head to the knee. Second set, half tortoise posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross the thumbs. Chin up, take a deep breath, come forward. It reminds me of the hot room, right? Lights are on and the heat is on and the mirror is there. There's no real hiding, right? And similarly, when you have the effort fully on, regardless of what happens, okay, you experience observation. Okay, what is happening? When I try to stretch forward, when I really try to stretch forward, what happens? When I look at myself in the mirror, what thoughts happen? What is the reality here? We got to have the lights on to see it. And I mean that visually, but also internally, not visibly. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together come up. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath and hold it. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. Let's start camel posture. Amy, can you tell me if you ever feel it in camel posture?
A little bit.
Okay. Okay. Do this for me. When you stand up on the knees, everybody start. Put your hands right on the spot and try to, let me get this thing off. Try to put your hands in the middle as much as you can. So you kind of, it's almost like you're creating a brace for that part of the spine that bends too easily. All right, keep the fingers strong and try camel like that. All right, this will help you. Go ahead, push the hips forward, lift up and over. And in your mind, Amy, bend above your hands. Try to bend the spine above your hands, but the length of the fingers, right, the strong part of the hands is at the part that usually bends too much. It's going to kind of minimize the bend there. Try to bend above the hands. Okay, you can stay here or grab the heels. Full palm grip on each heel, thumbs outside, four fingers inside. That's nice upper back bending, Amy. Take your time, whether you grab or not, you still have a great back bend. Push hips forward, push stomach forward, push thighs forward, push the chin and face back. One at a time, bring the hands back up to the same spot where you left them. Push the hips forward, straighten up the spine, and relax on your back. Good. Part of the trick there, Amy, is to do it when your hands are there and then remove the hands but keep the spine where it was. That's you kind of learning how to bend the spine with the spine itself, if that makes sense. And that's what you do when you do a standing back bend. You don't have help from your hands, right? You're just like, okay, I'm going backward. So if you can figure it out in camel, stabilize in that part, then letting go, but keeping that part of the spine how it was, then you get more of the skill for how to do it in standing back bend half moon. All right, feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, second set. You almost can like massage that part with your hands, the firm fingers there, fingers straight. Go ahead, hands up to the spot. Take a deep breath, chest lifts, push your hips forward, go up and over. Try to bend the neck, then right below the neck. Remember, trying to bend that upper 6 inches of your upper back. That's also here, something to work on. Total spine back bends. Push the face back, push the hips forward. You may keep the hands up there if you need to. Otherwise, one hand at a time, grab your heels. Full palm grip on each heel. That's it. Total spine back bends. It's really nice upper back back bend. Now push the face towards the back wall. You have a lot of hips forward, Amy. Push the upper body back a little bit more. Push your hairline towards your toes. Good. You can change again. Come back up in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. That looks way different, Amy. Isn't it? Doesn't it feel like a different thing? Yeah, very good. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale. Double jerk, head to the knees. Rabbit posture, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together towards the back of the mat so you have room in front of you. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest, round the upper back, little by little, working down until the forehead is touching the knees. Automatically, top of your head on the floor. Then lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel all the way till arms, elbows are straight. Keep a strong grip now on the feet. You may walk the knees right, left towards the forehead. But do not turn the head or move the neck. Grab the feet firmly. Squeeze your heels in towards each other. Suck in the lower abdomen. Lift your hips up a little more. Change, please. Lower the hips back down to the feet. Inhale, come up. Spine straight. And release your grip. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right. Now we have second set rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet. Stretch your spine up first, just like all the other ones. Tuck your chin to the chest. Round the neck first, forward bending, then the upper back. Little by little, all the way down. Forehead to the knees. Now, if you can get the forehead to the knees, try not to let them separate. Lift your hips up. Top of the head will automatically come to the floor. Maximum of 30% of the weight on the head. There will be some weight on the head for quite some time in this posture, but I want you to lift the hips up, stomach in and up, away from the head, which does have some pressure to the floor. Now squeeze the heels in. Eventually, thighs and the forehead will press into each other, and that's what should take the pressure off the head, but that might not happen yet. So just squeeze heels, press the feet down, lift your hips up. Good, change again. That's nice, Lisa. Good rabbit pose. Come on out of it. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Sit up. As you're bringing the head to the knees, push the ear out quickly. Excellent. Head to knee pose. Sit facing forward. Right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee, creating pressure between the sole of the left foot and your inner right thigh. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out. Grab the right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. Tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, forehead to the right knee. Now, you can bend the knee up a little bit if you need to get the knee to the forehead. Just maintain the compression of the throat. And once your forehead and knee are together, push the knee down with your forehead. Make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. Shoulders look good. Inhale, breathing, come up, other side. Left leg out, bend the right knee. Push the sole of the right foot firmly against inner left thigh. Veronica, in the first class, I wanted you to really push these together, squishing the thigh. There you go. Turn your upper body to the left. Reach out, grab the left foot just below the toes. Now, you can push the right foot into the left thigh, but you can also push the left thigh into the right foot. I want you to act on both of them. Okay, forehead to the left knee. Push the knee down with the forehead, even if the leg is still bending, no problem. Turn the toes back, suck in your stomach. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale and come up, please. Grab your big toes with the pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb. Walk your hips backwards 10, 15 times, right, left, right, left, right, left, traveling backwards to get the legs straight. Now, chest up, stomach in. Flex both feet back from your ankles. Turn especially the pinky toes back and pull on your big toes. Now, take a nice deep breath. Chest up, stomach in, slowly push your knees down without compromising all of the actions of the feet and toes. If you can get the legs locked, almost there, Veronica, thighs, contraction, keep it. Heels are pressing down, I need heels up. Legs locked, hold that. Now, you can come forward once the legs are locked, but you'll need a little more effort to maintain the legs locking, please, than the effort to come forward. Does that make sense? I want more effort to maintain legs locked than to go further. All right, part of coming forward is relaxing. Keeping the legs locked is not. That is effort. Hold it. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. It's one of those fun principles, right? Maintaining the form of the posture when you go deeper is in some ways harder than the act of going deeper in the posture. You think of half moon pose. If you want to go into a deep half moon pose, maintaining the integrity of half moon pose, the hardest part is holding the integrity of half moon pose, not going further. You can drop down and flop down any day, right? Holding and maintaining the structure of it is the real challenge. That's where all the benefit comes from, though. So I know you want that. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set. Right leg out, left leg in. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab the foot. Pull it back. Flex it from the ankle. Forehead to the knee. Push the knee down with your head. As the right leg gets straight enough, you can push the inner right thigh against the sole of the left foot. Maintaining pressure there to keep the left knee down and two hips equally on the floor. Good. Change. Inhale. Come up. Other side. Left leg out. Bend the right knee. Inner left thigh and sole of the right foot. I want you to squish all that thigh tissue, okay? It's fat and muscle. It's good stuff. Turn your upper body to the left. Grab the left foot. Forehead to the knee. Push the knee down with the forehead. Let the shoulders drop down. Right shoulder rolls in enough to get two shoulders in one line. Hold the posture. Both elbows can come down equally, Amy, towards the floor. Hold the stomach and freeze. So nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. I think the posture is so peaceful. I just love it. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale and come up. Grab your big toes. Walk the hips back, right, left, right, left, right, left. And keep the breathing very smooth. So starting things, right? You can flex the feet, but can you maintain it? You can pull the toes back, but can you keep pulling the toes back? And I know you can turn the pinky toes back some amount, but can you keep it? Try it. Now push the knees down. If the legs lock, it's the maintenance of legs locked that we need the work on. Then upper body can stretch forward. With the mirror in front of you, really good way to stretch forward is look at the center of the chest and bring it towards its own reflection, like a string is pulling it forward. The shoulders stay down. They really stay out of it. The elbows can come forward. The collarbones are wide. And this is how you will bring the head and toes together. Pull the toes to the forehead, forehead to the toes. Inhale, breathing. Come on up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, empty the lungs as much as you can, and quickly. All right, half spine twisting posture. Sitting up tall, bend your left knee in front of you. Cross your right foot over the left knee corner, foot flat, heel touching the knee. Both hips on the floor, left toes point back. Inhale, left arm stretches up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back, turn the hand palm down. Grab your left knee with the left hand. Right arm behind you, hand on the back, palm out. Inhale, sit up as straight as you can. Turn your head all the way to the right without lifting or dropping the chin, without tilting the head. It's a strict twist. Inhale, sit up tall. Shoulders stay down, both hips on the floor. Twist your upper body right side, right shoulder back. Right arm seals to the body, eventually twist and twist. Untwist the spine and neck, undo the arms, and then switch your legs, please. Right leg, bend the knee on the floor in front of you. Left foot crosses over, heel touching the knee corner. Two hips on the floor. Now, that left heel, Lisa, can be right up against the hip as long as you're not sitting on it, okay? Inhale, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee. Yeah, push the knee back. Turn the hand palm down. If you cannot reach the knee, grab the edge of the mat near it. Then bring your left arm behind you. Hand on the back, palm out. Or push the fingers down to the floor, chest up. Go ahead, twist. Look to the left, neck twisting now. When you inhale, sit up tall. Keep both hips equally on the floor, leaning to the left as needed. Now let the left shoulder gently pull you around. Never yanking or forcing, but just a little pressure backwards with the left shoulder. Inhale, chest up. Keep the chest up. Exhale, suck in your stomach, twist. Bring the hand, Veronica, to your thigh so the arm and body come all the way together. That's it. Untwist the spine. Undo the arms. Yeah. Relax on your back. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale fully, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, push all the air out fast. Exhale and strong. Now we'll exhale together, blowing in firm pose. Knees and feet together, please, sitting on the heels. Spine perfectly straight. Put your hands on the thighs close to your knees. Elbows stay locked throughout the posture. Focus one point in front of you, and let's begin. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. 3, 4. Exhale, 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 exhale. All the way in, all the way in, every single one. Getting all the air out, every single one. Keep the chest up, spine straight, elbows locked. So the upper body is fixed in position. Only the abdomen moves. Internally stuff moves, but the structure, arms, shoulders, spine, that doesn't change. A little bit stronger towards the end. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Begin. If you miss some, just try again. Start again from scratch. A little more, a little stronger. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes. Awesome. High fives all around. Great practice. You can turn around, relax on your back. Amy, thanks for asking about that. Anytime, okay? Yep, you're welcome. And Lisa's triangle is transforming, a lot of stuff happening. Cassandra, good job working with your situation, right? We all have a situation. Some days the body, we don't really feel much. We're like, oh, okay, that's one situation. But if you live your life on the earth with the body, there's going to be situations that are not so easy and pleasant, even just on a physical level, and of course on other levels. But if you just bring the situation to the yoga, okay, and you work through it. Whatever you can move, you move. If you have to back off, you back off. But the consistency of the practice, it becomes this just rooted foundation that you can bring any situation to. All right, whether it's a vertebrae or a mood or whatever. So, good for you for doing that. Concentrate on your breathing in and your breathing out. Relax even the fingertips, relax your toes. Let everything settle. Wonderful practice. If you think of any other questions, let me know. I love questions. I love the conversation. So have a wonderful rest of your day. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Bye-bye.